We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my falsetto.
Bad and bougie.
Tim Jones joining us now. And Tim, I do believe it's official. Hell has frozen over. That was Gavin Newsom, the leftist governor of California, heaping praise on Donald J. Trump. What do you think?
You know, Mark, it froze over twice, actually. Gavin Newsom has been one of the more honest brokers on the left. I mean, look, he's still a left-wing lunatic, right? I mean, he still has a lot of problems out there in fruit and nut land. But back early on in the coronavirus crisis, the China virus, remember, Gavin Newsom was actually praising Donald Trump back then, too. The media was trying to bait him. They were like, well, surely you have some criticism of the White House, don't you? And he's like, no, not really. Everything's okay. So he's been a fairly honest broker about this. Cuomo has been kind of back and forth early on. He was doing fine with the president. Then when the criticism turned to Cuomo, he was like, whoa, wait a minute. On the nursing home debacle, right? When the criticism turned to Cuomo, then everything was Donald Trump's fault. Hey, look, Mark, if the deep state, if the deep blue state governors had done a better job of handling this, and I'm sorry to put the blame on them, but the numbers don't lie. When you look at the numbers in the blue states, they greatly outweigh the red state numbers on deaths, like 10 to 1. It's not even close. Mark, you look at any chart, any graph, any comparison of what occurred under coronavirus in blue states versus red states, and the blue states are the ones that had greater issues. Now, you can debate whether something was mishandled or because of the makeup of the blue states or so on and so forth about their population, but there was a comparison done recently where they said, okay, fine, you want to argue with me about differences in population density? We'll take these top blue states and these top red states, and it was the red states were states like Texas and Florida, who have very high population densities, very big urban areas, and they did a comparison where the red states ended up in the column having more overall people, a larger overall population. The blue states, again, as I've been saying, greatly outweighed the red states on damage done by coronavirus in cases and hospitalizations, and the only metric that ultimately ends up really mattering in deaths. The blue states greatly outweighed the red states in amount of deaths. You know, it's horrible we have to point out to the liberal media these issues regarding tragedy and deaths of Americans, but they are so evil when they talk about how Donald Trump handled this crisis, or in their minds allegedly mishandled it, that you have to hit them square in the eye with brutal facts like this. And the facts are the blue states failed when it comes to handling the pandemic.
Yeah, good points all, and Andrew Cuomo deserves full credit for what happened in New York, and he doesn't.
Yeah, Mark, ordered people who had no business being ordered into nursing homes. Donald Trump didn't make that order. Donald Trump didn't make that suggestion. Donald Trump didn't make that mandate. That was square on the desk of Andrew Cuomo, and he keeps trying to pass the buck on it.
So, Tim, there's something else that we need to talk about. It's the biggest story in America this morning. Listen.
Citizens of Israel,
I'm thrilled to announce that tonight we reach another...
Whoops. Why do we make things?
I hate these pop-ups.
The things we give?
That was Benjamin Netanyahu there talking about the fact that Bahrain is going to sign an agreement basically recognizing Israel and establishing regular diplomatic relations with the state of Israel. That's huge news. If you combine it with the UAE a couple of weeks ago, that's two more Arab states for the first time since 1994 that anybody's come forward to establish diplomatic relations with Israel. That's a big deal.
Mark, it's historic. And if this was Barack Obama, he would have already received his second or third Nobel Peace Prize by now, right?
Yeah.
But instead, because Donald Trump is accomplishing something that has become the butt of jokes, right? Peace in the Middle East, right? People say, what do you want for Christmas? How about peace in the Middle East? Just because we've been working on that for, you know, time immemorial. Donald Trump, once again, put aside the tweets, put aside the larger-than-life personality, put aside what some people don't like about the way he says things. His accomplishments are Reagan-esque. His accomplishments are up there in the pantheon of the greatest presidents ever. He said, I'm going to do these certain things when he came down that escalator, five-plus years ago in Trump Tower. He said, I'm going to work on jobs and create an environment where we will explode with jobs for Americans. I'm going to do everything I can to work on the illegal immigration issue because it is a national security threat and it's taking jobs away from American workers. And I'm going to do everything I can to crush ISIS that will promote peace in the Middle East. He has done all of those things. He wants to do a lot more on illegal immigration, but he has been, thwarted at every turn by the left and by even members of his own party. But on the other two metrics, we had the Trump boom once. He did make America great again, and he's going to do it. It's happening again right before our eyes. So in addition to the peace deal, which there was I don't know if you saw this, there was a Norwegian lawmaker who nominated Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. And then one of our goofy left-wing lunatic publications said, it's really time we just end this silliness of the Nobel Peace Prize.
I saw that.
It's just insane, Mark. And then so he does that. And then right before our very eyes, the other thing to me, so they're ignoring that. The liberal media is ignoring the fact that Donald Trump is helping create an environment for peace in the Middle East, actual peace in the Middle East. These are countries that heretofore did not want to admit that Israel had the right to exist, much less striking a peace accord with them. And on the other hand, another thing they're ignoring is the rebirth of the Trump economy.
Yes.
The Trump bump, the Trump boom, it's happening again. You look at all the metrics, not just the stock market metrics, because, those can be a little wonky sometimes, although they're approaching historic highs again. The NASDAQ already is over a historic high. It makes a historic high every time it closes these days. The Dow is knocking on the door of that. But I'm talking about the underlying economic data that shows that millions of Americans are going back to work, that the unemployment numbers continue to drop like a rock, that opportunities are back, that factories are churning up. And you know what, Mark? You know what's holding it back?
Yes.
Back to what I just said. The blue state governors who have these insane, silly restrictions on the China virus still in place that won't let their factories go back to 100%, that won't let the shipping roll through their states unbound, that won't let the American worker get back to work. That is one of the major key factors holding
people,
this resurgence back at this point in time.
People,
and it's all because of the upcoming election in 49 days.
You got to pay attention to what's going on. Don't just read the mainstream media headlines. Tim Jones, got to run, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Thanks, gang.
Yep,
talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tim.
We will talk soon. Former Speaker Tim Jones there. Listen to him every Sunday night here from 7 to 9 on 971 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com.